Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You're probably wondering why I was laughing. I just sort of told myself a joke, and I did.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
I am the fountain of affection, I'm the instrument of joy. And to keep the good times rolling, I'm the boy, you know the world could be our oyster if you just put your trust in me. 'Cause we'll keep the good times rolling. Wait and see, wait and see. Oh, wait and see. Excitation, the sweet disintegration of beauty's colorations. Then it comes along, obvious why he chooses the kisses and the bruises. There ain't nothing he refuses. Then it comes along, it comes along. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground.
He just needs something to find him, something to wind him up. It won't take long to find him when it comes on strong. Lights are spinning, life's just beginning, and then it comes on strong, it comes on strong. And I am lifted,
I am lifted. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground.
C Band, when I'm up, I can't get down. The Great Big C, I don't know if they're doing much anymore. They came out with a limited boxed set, which is what actually this cut was from, although it's from one of their original albums. And it's kind of a best of the Great Big C. It's got calendars and posters and downloads and just anything and everything you might want of non-environmental paper from the Great Big Sea. And it has a kind of an album of rogue stuff, and then it's got a DVD, Meet the Great Big Sea, and it's got all kinds of stuff. And that was When I'm Up, and I'll send that out to Jesse Jacobs, who actually does our editing, at least for now, and takes care of Inland Folk from the Northwest Public Radio standpoint. I just come in and do the show with Uni. We come in and do the show, and Jesse pretty much manhandles the rest of it. Alrighty. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk for October the 3rd. We're in the first week of October, and the frost has come, and it's starting to become fall, and all that reflective autumn thing begins to happen, doesn't it? Pretty nice. Autumn is my favorite time of year, and because it is a little more somber, but it's just way cool, and certain things associated with autumn. That wood smoke, when people start using their fireplaces there in the end of October, early November, and the smell of fresh wood smoke, not stale, polluted, not like the fires we had this summer. And, you know, we have to be careful when we begin to idolize wood smoke around here. Not necessarily the best idea, maybe. Apples, pumpkin pie, and all that football. And it eases on into Thanksgiving, which then eases on into winter, which is so stark. And in itself can be just so beautiful in its starkness. And then on into spring and the rebirth. And then, of course, summer. But autumn is my time. Love autumn. Oh, yes, I do. Alrighty, Great Big Sea. How about from the folk disc, the traditional disc, the hopper is the hospital. I think that's what you need to know. I think there's some other terms. These guys are from Newfoundland. And they do some newfy stuff. Yes, they do. Oh, me, oh, my. I never should have taken that excursion around the bay. Here we go.
Well, it was on last Monday morning, and the day being calm and fine, to the Harbour Grace excursion with the boys to have a time. And just before the sailor took the gangway from the pier, I saw some fella haul me wife on board of the Volunteer.
Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I say. I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay.
We had full 300 souls on board, oh what a splendid sight. Mass strong and regimental to make our spirits bright. And myself being in the double, when the funny things they'd say, they choke themselves from laughing when they see us in the bay.
Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I say. I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay.
My wife, she got no better, she turned a sickly green. I fed her cake and candy, fed pork and kerosene, castor oil and sugar of candy, her up pure oil on her face. And I said she'll be a dandy when we reach his Harbour Grace.
Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I say. I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay.
My wife, she got no better, my wife, me darling dear, the screeches from her trolley I could hear in Carbonear. I tried every place in Harbour Grace, tried every store and shop, to get her something for a cure, or take her to the hop.
Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I say. I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay.
She died below the Brandies as we were coming back. We buried her in the ocean, wrapped up in a Union Jack. So now I am a single man in search of a pretty face. And the woman that says she'll have me, I'm off for Harbour Grace.
Oh me, oh my, I heard me all the cry. Oh me, oh my, I think I'm gonna die. Oh me, oh my, I heard me all I say. I wish I'd never taken this excursion around the bay. Hey!
I started with my father as a chairman in his crew on a 30-foot long liner off the banks of Bakaloo. And next there was a trawler till they closed the fishery down. Had to sign out for the package and find a berth in town. My dad said, join the Navy, things will never be the same. Every day will be adventures out on the bounding main. My first hitch was a rough one, the Okie was a bleak old tub. And every hand aboard is trying to transfer up that sub. I finally made the Huron, she's the envy of the fleet. Monster guns, a hearty crew, and the skipper can't be beat. But the best thing was the ladies when they let them join the ship. From the seaman to the XO, all hands enjoyed the trip. And down there in the galley, I can hear them start a song. Our hands are getting rowdy, everybody sings along. She'll be handing out the honey and the sugar till it's gone. Josephine the baker will be cooking all night long. And when we're in for spruce up, no one wants to go ashore. They're queued up in the galley, 30 hands and sometimes more. And even the old bosun put his nose in through the door. There's no room for the timid if you want to dip an oar. Josephine the baker will be cooking all night long. And now my hitch is over and for Halifax I'm bound. Won't miss the storms, the sailors, or the thought of being drowned. There's one part I'll be steering before I run aground. To Josephine the baker.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and there loosely at his side yesterday's paper, telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me that you're mourning, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And have you seen the old gal who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into carrier bags. So how can you tell me that you're mourning, and you say for you that the sun will shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And in the all-night cafe at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. In each tea lasts an hour, and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me that you're mourning, and you say for you that the sun will shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbon that he wears. In the winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero in a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me that you're mourning, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
All I thought to say when I saw you on the street the other day. I knew something changed between us. All the talk we made was small, but what do you say to someone when they've heard you say it all? It's an awkward conversation in a most peculiar way. How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday? It seemed like only days ago we had so much to say. Did we take it all for granted? Did it all get thrown away? He calls for rain this afternoon. He finally replied. Then there was such a
stuttering silence that I felt my mouth go dry. We'll just talk about the weather, 'cause there's not much more to say. How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday? How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday? All the ice been broken, all our surfaces been scratched. Have all the words been spoken? Have we finally met our match? 'Cause it's an awkward conversation in a most peculiar way. How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday? How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday? How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday?
What a great interpretation of Jerusalem Ridge, Tony Rice, from his masterpiece album. This is one of those albums that's sort of a classic, the Church Street Blues album. It's just Tony and his guitar, and all of his other bluegrass buddies aren't there, and it's just Tony, and it's just wonderful, and has a lot of classics on it, like... It has The Streets of London, which we played. Although he skipped verses. Skipped a lot of verses in that. And he changed some lyric. How can you tell me you're mourning, he says, instead of how can you tell me you're lonely. Ralph McTell's wonderful song that was banned for a while in London because it didn't actually have a favorable look of London. Also, the great big C in there, and how can we get beyond this I love you thing to the point of where it's good to see you. Yeah. Yeah, they write a lot of good pop songs like that, songs that talk about moving forward, moving on, and analyzing those kinds of things. The great big C from Newfoundland, from this wonderful box set called XX. And that's pretty much what it is. My goodness. All kinds of things in here. So let's play... Let's play the title cut from Tony Rice's album. I just love this Tony Rice album. There's so many good Tony Rice albums out there. You know, he's got those three new acoustic albums. Was it Stillwater or Backwater and Still Life? And then I can't think of the name of the third one. Into the West or The West or something. Three of those new acoustic things because, of course, he did a lot of work with David Grisman. And did the kind of dog grass thing, the jazz grass. And that's kind of what Tony Rice can do as well. And his fingers are just, they just move like butter across the strings. And we played so many versions of this, we might as well play Tony Rice's version. Norman Blake, of course, wrote it. And someday when I find his version, I'll play his as well. But Tony's, to me, is the Church Street Blues, the quintessential one. All righty? Oh, wait, hold. We don't want that. We want that instead.
Well, I've been hanging out of town, Lord, in that low down rain, watching good time, Charlie Friends, is a driving. Up on shady Charlotte Street, Lord, the green light slipped red. I wish I was back home on the farm, Lord, my feather bed. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Yesterday's news, I folded up page 21 and stuck it in my shoes. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day. I folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Guitar strings, old black diamond brand, I'd string up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin time, hard time, the hell on Church Street blues. off a rocking chair to see if I could lose the East End Dime part time at Hillmore Church Street Blues.
Oh, Church Street Blues, the title cut from Tony Rice's wonderful album. Tony Rice, all just Tony Rice and his guitar. Four cuts with his brother Wyatt, this family from Virginia. And then and Larry Rice as well. I guess they'd have guitar competitions. And good stuff. Tony Rice suffered from throat cancer. He still plays guitar some. You see him on albums and things. But he can't sing anymore. That nice kind of tenor, very clear voice doesn't exist. But he's working on it. They say he's working on it. All righty, we got to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marm. We have lots more music coming up. David Mallett, Judy Collins' new duet album. Linda Waterfall has a new album. Oh my gosh, we're a new album city here. Lots and lots of stuff. So you just hold your horses because we're coming right back. You just hang on, because we are coming back, okay? Hang on now.
While you may tune in for music you know you want to hear, how often do you discover and fall in love with music, ideas, wide-ranging, diverse, mind-expanding, exhilarating stuff you didn't even know about but have come to love? You never know what will be here for you on public radio, but thanks to your support, something wonderful will be.
Sunny skies ahead for the rest of your weekend. The remainder of your Saturday looks breezy and gusty, so on the Palouse, watch for patchy blowing dust. This evening will be fairly cool, with Pullman and Moscow 42, Lewis Clark Valley 47. And then sunshine for tomorrow and Monday, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s.
It's the last week in June, near the first quarter moon. The summer is coming down warm, and the corn's in the ground and the veins turning round as it tells of an oncoming storm. And there's four of us home, but we're not quite alone. There's a host of ghosts living upstairs, for a house doesn't shelter and then let you pass after standing for 200 years. Now the cow's in the meadow, a sleepy-eyed mother. Her calf stands at the tether inside. And the barn swallows carry their bricks and their mortar. And the big door is swung open wide. And this place is like tinder, the timbers are dry. There's dust on the rafters and beams. But the buildings will stand, they've been graced by the hands of the ones who were building their dreams. Now up from the north, there's a black cloud a-rolling, and another rose in from the west. And oh Lord, we need rain, oh we've planted in vain, so just punch us and we'll do the rest. Now the weeping old willow that stands in the yard, it sways back and forth in the breeze. And there's a rumble of thunder and the rain falls so hard, bringing the drought to its knees. My grandfather worked here with his family beside him, and God knows how many before, and how many babies and how many wives, their footsteps are worn in the floor. And there's a silence that falls in the midst of a storm, as the elements wait and decide to unleash their forces on mortals like me, or to move on and let us survive. Now crash like a sound that I never have heard, like a cannon from Uncle John's war. My father and brother, they head for the stairway, and I shudder and head for the door. Now off the back steps, the air has an odor of brimstone. The rain is gone round, and off to my right I am blind by the sight of the arc of the barn burning down. And there's fire, fire out in the barn, father, fire in the chicken house too. And the flames run so high that they're scorching the sky, and there's not a damn thing we can do. Now the sparks from the haymow, they light on the cedar, dry shingles that cover the shed. And nothing is sacred, no, nothing is safe, 'cause there's fire and there's flames to be fed. Now the clock in the kitchen says 3:15 as the gates are flung open from hell. But time here is frozen, the clock ticks no more, just the ashes and the cinders and smell. You just take what you can carry and leave all the rest. Leave grandmother's four-poster bed, 'cause it's too big to haul and the doorway's too small, and there's a black cloud of smoke overhead. Take some china, some old things that can't be replaced. Take a chair and the clothes on our backs. The roof crumbles in, there's a smudge on your chin. You better stay outside, don't go back. 'Cause there's fire, fire out in the barn, father, fire in the main house too. And the flames run so high that they're scorching the sky, and there's not a damn thing we can do. Now it's the last week in June, near the first quarter moon, and the summer is coming down warm. The corn's in the ground and the veins turning round as it tells of an oncoming storm.
Younger days.
So blow you all.
Judy Collins from this new album of hers, Strangers Again, and Jimmy Buffett doing Someday Soon, doing the duet Someday Soon, the Ian Tyson song that was one of Judy Collins' major hits. A lot of folks on this album, young folks and old folks, Don McLean and Mark Cohen, and yeah, lots of folks whose names I don't even recognize. Some of these folks are kind of rappers that sing with her as well. And she's assembled a pretty good collection of songs. Here's the cool part. I mean, she sang that, sounded just like she did back in, what, 1968 when she recorded that, 67, 68. And this is much later. She's in her 70s now, and her voice is still awfully good. Judy Collins been around for a long, long, long time. For that, David Mallet and his song Fire, kind of a tribute to those folks who lost their homes. He does it pretty accurately, doesn't make any judgments or anything, except it says all those things that you need to think about in a very short amount of time. From his album Inches and Miles, it was originally on his David Mallet album. Inches and Miles is a collection of sort of the best of his first three albums, David Mallet, who moved to Nashville from Maine, and then he moved back to Maine, and he's still writing, he's still doing things, and he's still releasing albums on small labels, his own label, David Mallet, and he's pretty good. He's sung here three or four times. Writes great stuff, great stuff. We're going to play something from him again here, David Mallet. How about if we play Arthur? This is such a good song, based kind of on the once and future king, Arthur, by T.H. White and Camelot and all that. And then he kind of juxtaposed it. It's a lot like Gordon Lightfoot's Don Quixote song, sort of.
Darkness falls, the fires they light. Pity those who live in fright. Mercy upon those who fight for some place in the sunset. Sounds of war, pistols roar, violence walks among the poor. Danger lurks at every door, and people's eyes are blinded. Stop and shop, a hotel flop, a killers, fools, and crazy cops. It all goes on, it never stops, no law, no rest, no reason. Concrete walls and dingy halls, drunk men sleeping where they fall, a living hard and dying small and drowned in disillusion. Dragon queen, streak machine, fading fast and feeling mean. An old man sits and eats his beans, he knows his love lies resting. And poets, painters, pale but true, they all send their love to you. And they all know what they must do to purify their senses. And Arthur, where are you now? We need you. We've been much too long without a leader. Long ago in days of old, many stories have been told of how the dragons robbed the folds of shepherds who lay sleeping. A young man from King Hector's court came to London town for sport and pulled the sword from out the stone and gave birth to his kingdom. And took a fair wife, Guinevere, the fairest in the land I hear. Learned of courage and of fear from the ancient Merlin. A hundred knights and a table round, trying to keep the evil down. Spread the word throughout the towns and hope throughout the kingdom. Knights in shining armor rode, drove the robbers from the road, and noblemen and beggars owed their lives to this young chieftain. And Pellinore, the wandering one, as his life was almost done, became the subject of the once and future King of England. Was it really as they say? Were you betrayed by those who knew you? All is fair in love and war, nothing's more or less than honor. In my sheltered, simple ways, I have followed in your footsteps, and I have seen the changing signs. Now's the time for your return. Lancelot, my trusted friend, became my rival in the end. With heavy heart I have to send my soldiers into battle.
Resurrection and not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go. Do not worry for my comfort.
Do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
Stranded in a tiny town on fair Prince Edward Isle, waiting for a ship to come and find him. A one-horse place, a friendly face, some coffee and a tiny trace of fiddling in the distance far behind him. And a dime across the counter then, a shy hello, a brand new friend, and a walk along the street in the wintry weather. A yellow light, an open door, and a welcome friend. There's room for more, and then they're standing there inside together. He said, I've heard that tune before somewhere, but I can't remember when. Was it on some other friendly shore? Did I hear it on the wind? Was it written on the sky above? I think I heard it from someone I love, but I never heard a sound so sweet since then. Feet begin to tap. A little boy says, I'll take your hat. He's caught up in the magic of her smile. Leaped the heart inside and went and off across the floor. He sent his clumsy body graceful as a child. He said, there's magic in the fiddler's arm, and there's magic in his town, and there's magic in the dancer's feet and the way they put them down. Smiling everywhere, boots and ribbons, locks of hair and laughter, and old blue suits and Easter gowns. Now the sailor is gone, the room is bare, the old piano sitting there, someone's hat's left hanging on the rack. An empty chair's the wooden floor that feels the touch of shoes no more, waiting for the dancers to come back. And the fiddle is in the closet of some daughter of the town. The strings are broke, the bow's gone, and the cover's buttoned down. But sometimes on December nights, when the air is cold and the wind is right, there's a melody that passes through the town.
David Mallet, David Mallet, one of the quintessential folk singers there of the late 70s, early 80s. These songs still hold up. That's the Ballad of St. Anne's Reel. And I'd like to have a nickel for everybody that recorded that song. My gosh, John Denver did it, and the Clancy Brothers. Hank Kramer did a nice version of it. And, yeah, a lot of folks recorded the Ballad of St. Anne's Reel. One of the first songs that incorporated a traditional tune into the song itself. David Mallet. All righty, and before that, a wonderful version of When I Go, Dave Carter's song, recorded with Judy Collins and Willie Nelson. And it's kind of a cool thing for old Willie to sing, isn't it? The old Willie, the warhorse, Willie the farmer, Willie the alternative, Willie the outlaw, Willie initially the Nashville session guy. Oh my gosh, it all goes back, doesn't it? All right, and before that, a great song called Arthur, again from David Mallet. From this album, Inches and Miles. It's a wonderful little album. It's got about 18, 19 tracks on it. And it's pretty cool stuff. It's nice to revisit that album. Haven't heard that in a long, long time. So it's fun stuff. We have lots more stuff to go, though. Linda Waterfall. And we have Art Theme again. And we have just so much stuff. I can't even tell you. Because basically I can't remember. Un Jong Shin doing the playlist because I can't remember. And we're recording the show on a Sunday afternoon. Trying to make all the things that we do on Sunday work and still record this show. And I do so appreciate her being here to do that. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Alrighty, we'll be coming back for the second hour. You just hang on because we're coming back with lots more music. And until then, there's just a little bit of stuff they need to take care of. And we'll be right back. You hang on now.